Amen.
This meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell.
Here.
Mr. Carter.
Here.
Mr. Cartier.
Here.
Ms. Diller. Ms. Dorham.
Here.
Ms. Hartley-Hagel.
Here.
Mr. Hollins.
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Sheldon.
Here.
Mr. Smiley.
Here.
Mr. Street.
Here.
Mr. Tackett.
Here.
Mr. Woods.
Here.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 present.
Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of January 28, 2019?
Motion approved is distributed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Are there any announcements from members of council regarding legislation? Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. Resolution 19-221 will remain tabled this evening. And just brief explanation to council is that we're working closely with the administration on the possibility of making a few modifications within the language, and that should be completed and back before ready to present back before council at the next meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Next are ordinances. All ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting, except for those items that require board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 20010 to provide the installation of traditional streetlights in the village of Langolin subdivision located in Newcastle 100 and for a light tax based on the cost of streetlights. Ordinance 20011 to amend play plans and rates of play for non-union unclassified service employees of County Council, revise the class specifications for legislative aid to County Council, Secretary to County Council, Deputy Clerk, and Clerk of County Council, and reclassify those individuals holding the positions of Legislative Aid to County Council, Deputy Clerk, and Secretary to County Council.
Thank you. And Mr. Woods has joined us. Next, may I please have the reports from any committees of Council?
I've been here.
Beginning with Land Use Committee. Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes, we met last Tuesday, the 4th, and we talked about renaming two apartment complexes and had a discussion with the general manager of land use on the process they use for plans.
Thank you. Next, Executive Committee, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. The Executive Committee meeting was held this afternoon. We had about a 35-minute discussion on the council calendar, and after about 35 minutes, we adopted a motion to keep the calendar the way it was for the last 10 years.
Thank you. Finance Committee, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. The Finance Committee met at 1:30 this afternoon at the Joseph M. Letta Conference Room. After the approval of the minutes, we had no resolutions on the agenda. One ordinance, which was a special events grant from the Delaware Community Foundation with our County Pride organization, to be administered by the Community Services Department of the County. Under other, we had one reappointment to the Fire Ambulance Advisory Board, one reappointment to the Library Advisory Board. We had travel requests from two council members, and let's see here, three of our aides, and all were approved. We approved several grants brought forward by council members, nothing on the expense of revenue roundtable, no comments from the county executive branch, and the meeting adjourned.
Thank you. Next is a consent calendar, and there are no items this evening. There are no presentations this evening. Next, consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of any resolutions or ordinances, please come forward and line up on the far right side. Sign in your name and affiliation. After the resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced, and I open the floor to the public, please approach the podium one at a time. state your name for the record, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. We may hit the podium after you speak for any possible questions from members of council. We will begin with R20040. Mr. Woods?
Yes, I move that R20040 be placed before council.
Second.
R20040 to rename the apartment complex known as Mill Creek Village Apartments, tax parcel number 07039-30384, located on the east side of Old DuPont Road, approximately 200 feet north of North DuPont Road, to the reserve at Mill Creek, application number 20190814, Council District 1.
Mr. Woods?
For title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I will open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R20040.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R20040 is passed. Next, R20041. Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam President. Madam Clerk, please read resolution R20041 by title only and present to council for consideration and adoption.
Second. R20041 to rename the apartment complex known as University Village, tax parcel number 09029-00021, located on the east side of Chapman Road, approximately 1,000 feet south of Christina Road, to Liberty Point Apartment Homes, application number 20200029, Council District 11.
Mr. Tackett?
For title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R20041.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R20041 is passed. Next, R19221 remains tabled. Moving on to ordinances, we have 020009, Ms. Dillon.
Yes, I move that ordinance number 20-009 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 20009, amend the grants budget, appropriate $80,000 from the Delaware Community Foundation to the Special Events Fund grant to be administered by the Department of Community Services.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes, per title as we discussed in the meeting this afternoon.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020009.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
020009 is passed. Next, we have item J's. We have first R20042, and that is Ms. Kilpatrick, or Ms. Diller. Which one?
Ms. Diller.
Ms. Diller?
Yes, I move that resolution number 20-042 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 20042, congratulating the League of Women Voters as they celebrate their historic 100th year anniversary.
Per title.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R20042.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. R20042 is passed. Next, R20043, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam Clerk, could you please read that by title only and place before council for consideration and adoption?
Second. Resolution 20043, congratulating Austin Rydell on achieving the rank of Eagle Scout.
Mr. Tackett?
For title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R20043.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R20043 is passed. Next, R20044. I move that item R20044 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second.
Second.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to...
I have to read it in.
Oh, sorry. I'm trying to speed this up a little bit too much.
R20044, recognizing April 11th through April 17th, 2020, as Black Maternal Health Week.
Next, does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R20044.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R20044 is passed. Next, does anyone from the public wish to address members of council? You'll state your name for the record, and you'll have 3 minutes.
My name's Henry Miller. Good evening. I'm here tonight once again to speak about 4185 Kirkwood St. George's Road. On February 5th, Mr. Scarmozzi, my wife Karen, and I had a 30-minute meeting with the Lieutenant Governor and our Mental Health Policy Director. We continued to push forward with our upward desire to make sure this facility at 4185 Kirkwood St. George's Road is compliant with all regulations, codes, as applied to any facility or home in a residential zoning. Unfortunately, the Lieutenant Governor did not hear what we were saying about fire safety building codes or any violations of Delaware Title 16 that have already occurred. Instead, she repeatedly tried to entrap us in a U.S. Code 42 violation. She did not understand or want to understand what activity is happening at 4185 Kirkwood St. George's Road on a daily basis that is not permitted on a residential property. In fact, we were informed by the Lieutenant Governor that there was activity consistent with an operation of a clinic. She told us that it was not necessarily a drug clinic. People apparently come to this property for various reasons such as counseling and for depression and professional conferences. Her mental health policy director told us that she regularly attends professional conferences at this location. She did not hear us when we told her that these activities were more appropriate in a commercial property location. I told the Lieutenant Governor about an instance when I videotaped jackhammering and the interaction with the director of Piece by Piece, a man that boasts about spending 15 years in jail. were told, the jackhammering students, that I was the problem in the society. The lieutenant governor said this was unfortunate. We're not sure if she meant it was unfortunate for myself or unfortunate behavior by the director or unfortunate that I videotaped the former Senate prisoners. The lieutenant governor then informed us that not everyone being cared at this facility is from the prison system. Not everyone. If anyone at this facility is under the jurisdiction of the Department of Corrections, that would mean it's protective care. That's not allowed in a suburban setting. Yesterday, on Monday, February 10th, I came home to find a parking lot at this facility filled with approximately 40 vehicles. What's going on there? Another conference? A drug clinic? Or both? How does a commercial operation come into a residential neighborhood and just thumb their noses at the homeowners and Newcastle County? It is true that pushing an agenda is above the law, codes, regulations. The inaction of anyone to take care of this inappropriate commercial operation in a residential community is fomenting unrest among other property owners in the surrounding this facility. They wonder, what can I do with my property? What kind of commercial operation should I endeavor into? Heck with the county codes. What's good for one property should be good for mine. This facility has not been properly permitted or vetted from the start. It has not still complied with the request from Department of Land Use. They seem to think that they are above the laws. This facility was once the part of a group that grew into a $1.5 billion entity. I encourage you to read how a Mount Dora group home evaded regulators and abuse allegations piled up. It can be found at ProPublica website. This tells of a group home facility that thumbed its noses at the local officials. No one knew the nature of its operations because there was no oversight. Does this sound familiar? The state funds programs like this and then moves along with no oversight. I'm not sure if some of the same people involved in the Mount Dora situation are not involved here. It's worth looking into, but a protective care facility and a corporate conference center are not allowed in our residential community. Please help us do something. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Does anyone else wish to speak tonight? And then Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President, and for all of Council's general information. Once again, as the district council person, I thank Mr. Miller for coming here and updating us on their meeting with the state. Since that meeting and with the information that I was provided, I have been in contact, with Jim Smith, Assistant Manager of Land Use, and I don't know whether he reported the last meeting or not, but we were headed towards having an actual hearing with the owner of the property because of the fact that they had not met the requirements of the county code and they had not completed it. Well, just for everyone's general information, that the owner has hired legal counsel to represent this situation, and legal counsel has requested of county land use for a 60-day extension of having any type of a hearing to see if they can work through the code violations, the plan that needs to be put in place. And to the best of my knowledge, from what Jim Smith has told me, that they are in agreement to allow them to try to work through all this. I mentioned before I sat down and mentioned again to our work group, community work group, our next meeting is scheduled in March 16th. Legal counsel for the owner has offered to come to that meeting because, quite frankly, what was conveyed to me and conveyed to legal counsel by the owner is not what I understand is going on there. And so, you know, if the work group is agreeable, we'll have legal counsel for the applicant and land use at our next work meeting, and hopefully they can hear firsthand what's occurred, what is occurring, the lies that they've been told, and try to sort through this and work towards some sort of resolve. I mentioned to the land use manager that the assistant policy or the health policy director had said that they have professional conferences there, and she's attended several of them, and that's in violation because it's not permitted. It's not permitted for that type of use. So every time we turn around, there's a different story about what's being done there. I know that I have received complaints now from residents that live in a neighboring community because now they see an influx of cars that are not parking on the property at the facility, but parking along McCoy Road and in the residential development. So all this has been brought to land use's attention, and we're going to continue working on it. The one thing that I mentioned to council, and we made mention at the last meeting, is that there is another property with Aquila labeled on it, and I know that Councilman Carter has already researched and looked into that as far as what may occur at that facility in the future. And I think that the idea of having open, transparent government, and no, we don't supersede the state, we don't regulate the state, but there's an obligation on the part of all government to represent its people. I'm not happy with the way my constituents are being treated. I'm not happy with the lack of information or correct information being conveyed to them. And I think all of us here tonight know that an honest and open and transparent government, okay, and being able to work with folks is the best resolve to problems or to concerns on behalf of the citizenry. And so that this is not the best way to do business. And hopefully we'll get to the bottom of it. And I think that the constituents have come in and remind us of what's going on is that I think the message that's being sent is it's happening in the 12th district right now. It's happening in some other districts right now. But we all need to be aware it could be right next door to a property in everyone's district before it's over. So something's got to happen with this. Land use is continuing to work with us. Our work group is working with us. I did tell legal counsel already that, you know, if they're agreeable, they can come and meet and hear. But I think they really need to hear from the community rather than the owner, because what's been conveyed to me is not factual at all. So we're going to continue to try to work together and see if we can't get some resolve to it.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. With this working group, is this open to the public?
I think all meetings in general, public-type meetings, government-type meetings, are not closed meetings. But I would say this, that this particular meeting, because it involves folks that have witnessed and are really sort of the victims of what's occurring there, I think that, you know, they know best. I mean, someone can sit in and listen, but I don't know that we're going to accomplish a lot. We've had two different open public meetings of residents. First meeting, Delaware City Library, probably about 100 folks. Second meeting at Wilbur School was over 300 residents attending. So I think that the folks in the area are aware, and I think that this smaller work group is the way to go, and to try to continue to work with land use and see if we can't come up with some answers and hopefully some resolve in the future. So,
thank you, Councilman. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone else who has any comments? Mr. Cordier.
Thank you. Do we know who the attorney of record is representing Aquila?
Yes, sir. I have no problem. In fact, I spoke with the attorney for about an hour before I come down to the floor. It is Sean Tucker, and he will be representing the owner of the property. He's very familiar, as we all know, with the land use process here in Newcastle County. As a former manager of land use, and continues to deal with land use, but made it quite clear to him that he is representing a client. I am representing our citizens. So, but that's who the attorney is.
Thank you. Are there any other comments from members of council? Seeing none, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Are you opposed? Seeing none, the meeting is adjourned.